Mr. Clerk?
So we just look at you.
Just look at the, yeah, the last page.
Yeah, oh yeah, she could really like any day, like I had my phone, but she was like.
I thought you had a little while.
Okay.
It was supposed to be the 27th, but.
Yeah.
Well, we went to the. I was shocked if I see you. Mr. Clerk, could you please call the roll if all the members would take their seats?
Alderman Carlo Carlozzi.
Here.
Alderwoman Suzanne Balinski.
Present.
Alderwoman Tony Lynn Collins.
Here.
Alderman David DeFranzo.
Here.
Alderman Michael Trueworthy.
Here.
Alderman Adam Platosh.
Here.
Alderman Don Naples.
Here.
Alderman Jamie G. Antonio.
Present.
Alderman Robert Schmedley.
Present.
Commissioner Mark DeGrandis.
Here.
Commissioner Robert Kusiak. 10 members present. Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Could you please read the...
Also, would you seat Alderman Louis Salvio?
Sorry, Alderman Salvio.
Alderman Wilfredo Pabone. Alderman Daniel Salerno.
Thank you. Please let the record show that those other people are seated. Can you please read the legal notice into the record, please?
Legal notice of special meeting. The Standing Bonding Subcommittee of the Common Council on Administration, Finance, and Law will hold a special meeting on Wednesday evening, June 10, 2015, at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut.
Lawrence Mr. Chair.
Romanowski, Chair.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. So we want to. We didn't know if you were going to read the whole thing.
No, I'm just reading the legal notice.
We wanted to get out. We wanted to try to get out of here before 11 tonight. We'll call the special meeting to order at 6:16 p.m. This is a special meeting of the Committee of Administration or the Bonding Subcommittee of the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law to look at a number of bonding issues that are before us tonight. So we have, I believe, 11 items on the agenda. Is there a motion on item one?
Mr. Chair.
Alderman G. Antonio.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I make a motion to accept and refer back to the full council with a favorable recommendation, item number one.
Second. Seconded by Alderman Trueworthy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number one is a decrease in the bond authorization for Washington Pool. From $2 million down to $100,000. I know there's been a lot of discussion on this item. Everyone's sake, you know, there was some reservation on cutting down the Washington Park Pool bond because there is a desire to do a project there in the future. And I think there was some feeling that if we cut this bond, we may not do it. Through some conversations with the mayor, we're cutting this bond to be sure we can finish Chesley Park, but there is commitment in the future to definitely, you know, look at doing a splash pad or something something like that at that park in the future. Kind of like Chesley last year, we weren't in a position to do it. This year we were, so we're doing it. We're looking at Washington much the same way, and I urge referral.
Thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of accepting this report with a favorable recommendation, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion is accepted. On to item number two.
Mr. Chair.
Alderman G. Antonio.
I make a motion to accept and refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation resolution. Item number two.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This This item raises the bond for the Chesley Park Improvement Project from $1.075 million, and I urge referral.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins. Any discussion on this? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's approved. I just have a quick procedural question, because on the legal notice...
The warrant was for the full meeting.
Okay.
And the special notices.
So we just had two different documents here, so we're acting only on the reports.
Only on the reports.
Yes.
Reports only.
So everything else will be taken up at the special meeting that will be chaired by the mayor. Correct. So on to item number three.
Mr. Chair.
Alderman Giannantonio.
I make a motion to accept and refer to the full council with a favorable recommendation, item number three.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Lewinsky.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is an increase in the citywide park improvement bond from $690,000 to $990,000, and I urge referral.
Any discussion? Alderman Truworthy.
Chair, I think I have a question through you to Mr. Director Moriarty, probably. Or Director DeMayo. It could be one or the other. Whoever's most able to answer. This is mostly for Stanley Quarter Park, is my understanding, to complete the evening, Mr. DeMayo.
Good evening. How's everybody?
Am I correct on that?
Yes. Yeah, it's just the bids came in a little bit higher than expected, and we needed a little bit extra money to finish the loop is all set around the pond, but to get the complete lights over at Diamond One and move the fence back and do the ADA accessibility to the dugouts and things like that. So it's just, we're just putting in a couple $100,000 extra to, we've got the bids in and we need to get the contractor started.
Right. Through you, Mr. Chairman, to I guess the Director Mayo, not so long ago, in one of the write-ups that I read, I think it may have been from Mr. Chudwick, I don't recall, but one of the write-ups that I read on this, it said it was it would at least bring the electrical services from wherever they may be to the soccer fields for potential future lights. Is that the case?
That's correct. What the game plan is to bring a giant transformer. The electricity is presently behind the stone building, which we call the paddle boat house at Stanley. Yeah. We're going to bury under the road and then put a transformer in between the center right field of Diamond One and the south soccer field. So that way we have the ability to bring lights to the baseball field, and if you ever decide to fix up the two soccer fields, you could have lights with Musco there too.
Okay, so through you again, Mr. Chairman. So as of now, it would bring the electrical services over to that for the potential for future lighting. But this improvement does not anticipate any field improvements or lighting to the actual soccer fields.
Not to soccer.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions for Mrs. DeMayo? Thank you, Mrs. Yep. DeMayo. We know you're going to miss these monthly meetings when you're in. But we will miss Mr. DeMayo's expertise in these issues.
Mm-hmm.
No one better. Seeing no further discussion on this, seeing no further discussion, proceed with a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. On to item number four. Antonio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I make a motion to accept and refer item number four to the full common council with a favorable recommendation.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number four is to move $500,000 to bond appropriation for renovations and upgrades to New Britain Stadium. Some of those include locker room, ADA renovations, some paving, some lighting and other miscellaneous items, and as we know, Mr. DeMayo is here if we have any questions.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. On to item number six.
Five.
I'm sorry. Okay. Item number five.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I make a motion to accept and refer item number five to the full common council with a favorable recommendation.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This is to increase bond authorization from $500,000 to $648,000 to the A.W. Stanley Pool, and part of that money is to expand the scope of the project to include designs for a new facility at that location. I urge referral.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, sir? Alderwoman Belinsky?
I'd just like to ask a question to Mr. DeMayo, just because I'm interested. Get the questions out of the way here. Mr. DeMayo, with regards to this, it's my understanding, obviously, the pool needs some work and that there may be plans for us. We're going to try and remediate, but most likely we're doing designs to see if there are other options. This bond is being increased to $648,000, but can you maybe discuss potentially the entire cost involved here?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's only an additional $148,000, I think, is what's being freed up to hire an architect and engineering firm to design through the A&E for a new pool. It's my strong recommendation that you don't close A.W. Stanley Pool during a summer of a hot time. And to build a pool of that nature, you're probably rolling the dice and probably make the city look bad in regards to closing the pool during the summer. So the idea here is to get an architect engineering firm on board and design a pool that probably will have, if you could imagine A.W. Stanley Pool, the waiting pool, there's a 4-foot fence. We'd probably make an 8-foot fence, secure it so it's safe. And then wrap a pool, zero depth entry, from the waiting pool and wrap it around towards the street. And in that regards, it would be safer. It would be great for the police to be able to drive by and do some security patrol. Mm-hmm. And also, you would keep the pool open for the public and guarantee your success. And probably have some toys similar to Willowbrook Pool. You have a water splash pad area in the zero depth entry, and then you wrap it around to a 6 to 8 lane competitive pool area that would make some sense. So that's the game plan. So all you're doing tonight is approving us to get started with a design, and then we would take the building, and there's a waiting pool filtration system. We'd knock out some walls. So you'd fit all the Red Cross standards and all the OSHA requirements of lifeguarding and being able to be visible to see the pool. So you'd have three windows on all three sides. So I think that's the game plan. And then you probably would fill in the big pool the following second year and maybe put up a picnic pavilion in an area that would be conducive to renting it out to bring in revenue, as well as having a summer camp with young kids with protection in a locker room and bathrooms and everything else.
Thank you, Mr. DeMayo. And just my other comment is, obviously it's well thought out, and it does sound like it would be a very effective plan. And again, we're going to miss your expertise when it comes to this kind of development and design. Thank you.
Thanks.
Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to item number 6.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Make a motion to accept and refer item number 6 to the full Common Council with a favorable recommendation.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number 6 is a decrease in the Chesley Park Pool Project bond. Originally, this was a $2 million bond authorization that in March of 2014 was decreased to $150,000, and we are now further decreasing that to $102,000. And I believe this... this is done, correct, Bill? Okay. Yep, this project is done. So.
Discussion? Alderman Short.
My understanding, this would be essentially close out this bond. These are the dollars that have already been spent. The money that's been decided not to do the pool has gone over to a splash pad, which is now, of course, the rest of the fields are also ongoing, as just approved here a couple of resolutions ago. What's the plan, if I might, through you, to deal with the actual pool at this point?
For me?
Probably, yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm unaware of any plans due to the economic structure of what's going on. I don't think there's any plans for either fixing Chesley or blowing it up, one or the other.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Move on to item number 7, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I make a motion to accept and refer item number 7 to the full common council with a favorable recommendation.
Second, Mr.
Seconded
Chairman.
Seconded by Alderman Galinsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a this item deals with a decrease in the Broad Street reconstruction project bond authorization, reducing it from $5 million to $4.35 million. And I think Director Moriarty is here if anyone has questions.
Alderwoman Valinsky.
Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Moriarty, just a quick question or a quick statement. It's our understanding that the project has come under budget, and that the project, as far as what it was in this particular phase, will be completed. It's just that it's coming under budget, so this allows you to use that money elsewhere. Is that correct?
Yeah, bids came in favorably, allowed us to reduce the bond authorization and try and use money elsewhere.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
This may be for Director for Mr. Chudwick, but I'm not sure. When people say use the money elsewhere, are you indicating to free up the maximum bond authorizations that we have, or that bond authorizations?
The next item takes the money that is being reduced from this and moves it to the infrastructure bond.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to item number 8. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I make a motion to accept and refer back to the full common council with a favorable recommendation, item number 8.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Seconded by Alderwoman Valinsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This item is regarding the street infrastructure project bond appropriation, and as Director Moriarty just stated, it is taking some of the money that was left over from the Broad Street project and moving it to the street and infrastructure bond to be used for fixing streets.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Alderman Chorthy.
Mr. Chairman, there are two separate bond authorizations out, street infrastructure bond authorizations out there. Mr. Chudwick, could you clarify that? Because I don't know if that's the case.
I believe there's only one, Alderman. I think the issue here is that back in May of 2015, you approved an increase in the appropriation of $1.6 million for LOSIP monies. So the appropriation has been moving around a little bit in that respect. But this is, I think, the only street infrastructure item that you have on books at this point in time.
Speak to that, LOSIP, 1.6. I read it in your we've never had $1.6 million in LOSIP dollars that have been allocated towards street grading.
On May 13th, there was a resolution that was adopted to increase the appropriation for this
excuse
bond
me, authorization. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
There's some conversation in the back of the room, which I'm hearing more than Mr.
Excuse
Chudwick.
Excuse me, folks, if you have a conversation, you can just step outside. Thank
you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry about that. I couldn't hear you.
On May 13th, there's a resolution adopted by the council to increase the appropriation only for this bond authorization because you were getting LOSIP monies to use to spend that. So that's why the appropriation was increased by $1.6 million at that point in time, and that's being further amended tonight. LOSIP is a separate program? Okay. It's not LOSIP money, it's LOSIP money.
It's 1.4 of, or 1.6 of LOSIP. It's the new program that replaced the SDP urban program at the state. So for the Allen Street project, we're funding out of the infrastructure bond out of those accounts, and we took the $1.6 million that's coming in for that to increase the appropriation on street infrastructure.
Right.
All right, then, okay. Through you to Mr. Moriarty. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. There was only one street infrastructure bond out there. That's what I thought. Through you to Mr. Moriarty. There was some discussion on last council meeting, I believe, or maybe two council meetings ago, when we awarded the contract for Allen Street, or we accepted the grant for Allen Street. I can't remember exactly what it was, but there was a resolution regarding Allen Street. We talked about a skim coat getting paid from Farmington Ave to Oak Street. Right?
Oh, no, that's Farmington, that's the reconstruction. the skim coat goes to, from Oak to Slater, or to Stanley.
Oak Stanley.
Oak Stanley.
Okay, that's this is what this is that's what this is going to take care of.
Yeah, that's at 1.6.
Cool. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carries. Item number 9, Alderman Giantoni.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I make a motion to accept and refer item number 9 to the full common council with a favorable recommendation.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Smedley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe the only change to this is a change to the scope of the project to include the construction of a greenhouse. I do not believe there is any change to the bond authorization, and I urge referral.
Further discussion? Alderman Carlozzi.
Yeah, I just wanted to verify. I didn't see any change in dollar amounts. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Chorley.
Question, Mr. Moore, if I might. Is the greenhouse reimbursable at the same rate that the other dollars would have been reimbursable at?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Further discussion? Alderman Smedley.
I just want to add that this is part of the Board of Ed's healthy initiative that they've been working on for 10 years and further develops their urban farming program. There is a greenhouse that just opened at the high school on the east side of the property, and there's also a greenhouse involved with the Gaffney School project if you haven't already seen it or heard about it. And it ties into the curriculum for health and science classes as well.
Mr. Chair.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Yeah, just Drew you, Mr. Chairman, to Mr. Moore. Where so you showed on you showed Gaffney School's greenhouse. Where is this DiLoretto one going to be located?
If you're familiar with the addition that we just completed at the DiLoretto School, we created a courtyard in the back. This greenhouse will be placed in that courtyard that we created in the back of the school.
And how far from the residence, I mean, from your... From the line, how far
the property
in?
Line? Yeah, if you can picture just a U-shape, a building, we created a courtyard. It'll be inside the courtyard. It's not near any residence. It's inside the footprint of the building itself.
Inside the footprint of the building?
Yeah, the building. The building would
in the courtyard, right.
And I'm inside.
Gotcha.
Inside that U. Portion.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Moore? Thank you, Mr. Moore. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Item number 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I make a motion to accept or refer to the full common council. Item number 10.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number 10 is an amendment to the Gaffney Education School Project bond authorization. Again, no change in the dollar amount, just to expand the project scope to include the construction of a storage facility. And I urge referral. And Mr. Moore is here if anyone has any questions.
Alderman Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through you to Mr. Moore. Actually, I'm not interested in the show and tell piece on this one. The dollars. So we've heard that Gaffney was coming in under budget.
That's correct.
Can you tell us if everything was to continue along the course that we're on right now without any changes to the scope of the project, where we would be under budget? I mean, and how much it would be at the end of the day?
We would have a fund balance a little over $3 million.
Under what? So that of that $30 million, 27?
That's correct.
And the cost of this is approximately how much?
We put a dollar figure on the construction of this storage facility at $250. Wood frame houses are between $100 and $150 a square foot, so that would put you, you know, at most $360,000. This project would have to be designed and bid, publicly bid, so that when it goes out to bid, we expect to have at least a dozen contractors bidding on this, and any portion that is we expect it to come in under budget, and any portion not expended will be returned back to the city.
So, I mean, if we were to put a number on it, if it comes in at $300,000, we're going to still be under budget by $2.7 million on the Gaffney project?
That's correct, plus what we're under budget on this project. And I expect to be under budget on this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Any other questions for Mr. Moore? Alderman,
same question as before.
Yes, this is reimbursable. The greenhouse is an educational requirement. Naugatuck is going through the same process that we're going through at Gaffney School, and it's confirmed reimbursable.
The storage?
The storage facility is reimbursable.
Thank you, sir.
At the 79.27%.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, further questions? Mr. Moore, can you show us where this is going to be located?
If you're coming back to the school, we created a 30-spot parking area back here. The storage facility will be detached from the building. The curbing in the back of the parking lot will be concrete and flush to the ground. The building will be right to that concrete curbing. It's not going to, I describe it as a beehive of activity. This storage warehouse will be used by the school district to store textbooks, school supplies, and paper.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Moore. Any other discussion on this report? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Make a motion to accept and refer item number 11 to the full council with a favorable recommendation.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is to amend the Beehive Stadium Improvement Project bond from $995,000 to $1.495 million. And Mr. DeMeo is here and can answer any questions on that project.
Thank you. Further discussion or questions? Alderman Cardozo?
Yeah, so I'm just not following this. Amendment to the $995,000 appropriation and $495,000 bond authorization to only $1,495,000.
Yeah, there was an appropriation and then an authorization. The appropriation was the nine something, and then the actual authorization was the 475. So we needed to add up to the 1.4 million. So it's just kind of like an accounting type principle. You know,
yeah, but
you only authorized 495. We were under the impression there was 975. So
you need a bond authorization of 1.495.
Yes, that's correct.
But this says to increase the appropriation.
Yeah. An appropriation. I'm sorry, appropriation.
Yep. The existing appropriation is 995,000 and the bond authorization is 495. That would, the council did that in March of last year with all the other adjustments to bond resolutions. This increases only the appropriation but not the bond authorization by $500,000 to 1.495, leaving the bond authorization of 495. So the $1 million spread is the state grants you're getting for the project.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Now I'm good.
Mr. DeMeo, just before you sit down, can you just quickly go over again what piece of the Beehive project this is? Because I know we talked about the other one, but
yeah, this is to try to complete the whole project. We have J.A. Rosa working. Today they were, if you drove by, they were putting up the pavilion cover. The locker rooms are done, new rugs, new things. We had a few issues in regards to finding mold and plumbing wasn't accurately done back in the day, and there were no vent pipes or anything like that. So there were some things that both the engineering firm and us ourselves could not see with Superman vision. So there were things that were in the walls, mold, etc. So there were some change orders that we needed to correct for public safety and public health reasons. But everything's going well. The project's going to be buttoned up very shortly. And in October, once the baseball season's over in the summertime, we're going to bring back the contractor, and he's going to rip up the bleachers and put 1,000 new seats in behind home plate. But everything else is in. The concession stand's in. The concession stand is ADA accessible. All the paving is ADA accessible, the locker rooms, the bathrooms. We have a new press box that's handicap accessible. It's got a sound system that's equivalent to the Veterans Stadium in New Britain Stadium. So things are really shaping up over there really nicely.
Thank you, Mr. DeMeo. Further questions for Mr. DeMeo or further discussion on the report? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries.
Motion to
adjourn by Alderwoman Belinsky, seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Meeting's adjourned at 6:45 p.m. The mayor will be and to conduct the, was it?
All in favor.
All in favor, sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. By saying aye.
One minute.